You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Associate Pastor Brian Longworth.
I want to wish all the mothers today a happy Mother's Day. It actually is ironic that this past week we have actually seen women in various cities throughout the country and in Washington, D.C., actually protesting for the quote-unquote right to pay an abortionist to rip their babies limb from limb and crush their baby's skull. That is just horrific. And then just yesterday in my city, we had there was a gay pride parade, gay pride festival, and obviously homosexuals by themselves can't have children. God has designed it such that you actually need a male and a female. But we're going to talk today about returning to God's plan for motherhood, because God designed this institution of the family. And in fact, we have talked about this, He designed from the beginning for children to be raised in families. God could have created children to come through anyway. And, you know, He could have had storks that delivered babies. That could actually be how children come into the world. They could come down in spaceships. They could pop out of rocks. They could come out of flowers. But God designed for children to actually come out of mothers, and for there to be a father and a mother. And we know that this is the best way to raise a child, is with a father and a mother. So we're going to look at biblical principles and actually call for people in this nation and in this church and in the Church of Jesus Christ throughout this nation, throughout our area, throughout our state, throughout our nation, to return to God's plan for motherhood. One of the things that is important that we look at is that we look at the principle of waiting until marriage to be a mother. And we read in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 4, "But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for the saints." There are people today that believe that it is just common knowledge and a common occurrence that young people before they're married will engage in sexual activity. But we know from the Bible that this is actually a sin, and we know that it is a sin, and the biggest reason that it is a sin is because God has designed for sex to be between a husband and his wife. And one of the biggest reasons for the emphasis that God puts on marriage and marriage between one man and one woman is that God honors and God desires for children to be holy, for children to be trained in the fear and admonition of the Lord. God wants for children to serve Him. And that happens best when you actually, and you can read about that in Malachi, that God was against the people of Israel because they were forsaking the wife of their youth, the wife of their covenant. Why? Because God desires godly offspring. He wants your children to obey Him. And that happens best when you have a father and a mother in the home. So it's important for both men and women, for young men and young women, to wait, to be patient, to discipline themselves. And certainly this is not something that is easy. Having been a young person at one point, it's not something that is easy, but it is something that is achievable, not in our own power, but in the power of God. And also, not only as we have talked about meditating on God's word and seeing what God would have us to do, and seeing really from Scripture that we need to, seeing what God's standard is and meditating on that standard so that we can come into agreement, so that our mind, our soul, our feelings come into agreement with what God has to say, but also putting up safeguards to protect yourself, not placing yourself in situations where you will be tempted or tempted to fall into sin or fall into fornication. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Hello, this is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Prior to Jesus' ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. After he fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left his temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those he spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask him to fill you with his Holy Spirit. Cry out to him today. Welcome back to a Faster PC live support. I know you've been waiting all week for this show. Well, you don't have to wait any longer. Get excited. This time, this is exciting. We're actually going to be helping people resolve their computer problems. We may help you resolve your computer problems. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can head over to our Facebook or YouTube video. Either go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Go to YouTube. YouTube channel is kind of new, and we don't have as many likes over there, but get over there and you can watch the show there as well. Or you can head to our website, afasterpc.com. We have links to both our Facebook page and our YouTube channel where you can watch this show in its entirety. And you know what? If you're driving down the road, you're doing other things, you're not able to watch right now, you'll be able to watch the show in its entirety at your convenience after the show is over. So, you know, but if you have a computer question, if you have a computer problem, if something's not working, now is your chance to get your problem solved for free. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. And let's see whether we can help you on this show resolve your computer problem. Also, we do have technicians that are standing by in the shop ready to resolve computer problems. And we'll be there today until 2, but you don't have to wait until then. Remember, computer problems?
Your Faster PC
solves computer problems. Computer problems?
You need a Faster PC.
That's right, and we are back ready to answer your questions. I know you've been waiting all week for this show, but hey, you don't have to wait any longer. We're here. We're ready to answer your questions. So give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, a Faster PC radio. We'll answer your questions. But it gets even better than that, because not only are we here on the radio, but you can also see the show over at our Facebook page or YouTube channel. And, of course, you can type your question in there as well, and we can help you out. So definitely head on over there, and we can help you out. We can help you resolve your computer problems, and, you know, and also technology problems. So it doesn't just have to be about computers anymore. You know, there's a lot of technology in homes today, in businesses today, and we're there. We're here. We're ready to help you with that. Ready to help you
help you resolve your computer issue, your computer problems. And so we want to help you with those issues. So give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, a Faster PC Radio will answer your computer questions. We do have the live video going on over there on Facebook. We'll be getting the YouTube one going in just a second here. And but we're, you know, what we're here for is to answer your questions, to help you resolve problems. And of course, you know, in the shop, we have technicians ready to work on computers and resolve computer problems. And throughout the week, that's what we do. We resolve computer problems. We help you with the issues that you're having. So you can actually give us a call here, and we can help you out. Now, one of the things that we want to, just talk about, some of the things that we're seeing, some of the attacks that we're seeing, we're continuing to see some of the threats that are out there, and we're continuing to see people that have issues with various threats. So we want to help protect you and help protect your computer. And, you know, with all of our customers, that come in, we do offer certain features and helpful protections. And also, one of the things that we try to do here is also give you some feedback on what we see when we see, you know, because we do see problems periodically, and quite often we're seeing the same types of things quite often. So this is something that you know, we want to help you avoid some of the issues that are out there. And one of the big threats that we have seen recently is we have seen people bringing their computers in where they either see a charge and receive an email that there was a charge, or in addition to that, maybe they just receive an email that says there's a charge or that there's going to be a charge. And then what happens is they actually call up and they call up to dispute. And the people say, oh, I'm very sorry, I need to, you know, log into your computer so we can resolve this issue. Well, they walk the people through letting them into their computer. And once they're into their computer, well, that can be an issue. And, you know, because what you're doing is you're letting someone that you don't even know, you don't even trust, I guess people are trusting them, but should they be trusting them? You know, obviously, no. You shouldn't be trusting someone that you don't know, that you haven't seen, that you haven't talked to in the past. So, you know, this is something that definitely we want to encourage you to just don't call those numbers. In fact, you know, those numbers that you get, in fact, I got an email just yesterday that said it was from Intuit and said that they hadn't received my payment. And because they hadn't received my payment, they were going to cancel services. Well, you know, we use Intuit products, and you know, they have our card, and they do auto bill us they auto bill us really for what their auto billing is for. Typically, is for payroll. Our payroll service, and also not only for our payroll service, but for credit card, but really credit card, I guess they do take that money out of our account, but you know, they also are putting money into our account. So it's kind of, you know, as customers make payments with credit cards, there is a fee that we have to pay each time because of that. So those are the two things that we have that come out on a regular basis. And, you know, but the number, you know, here's a number and it says it's from Intuit and it says, call this number. Well, you know, what customers are doing is they're calling that number. We've spoken with several people that have called the number. They've let someone into their system. the people show them what looks like a looks like their bank account, and they show them making a refund that actually doubles the amount of money that is in their account. And then they say, oh, I made a terrible mistake. I'm really going to get in trouble here. I need you to help me out. I need you to go to the store and get some gift cards. Or we just had one in this week where the person on the phone, the scammer on the phone said, well, I need you to go to the bank and withdraw cash and take it to another bank and put it in the account. And you know, some people, when they hear that, that throws up a red flag. But, you know, there are other people that are, you know, a little bit, it takes them a little bit longer, and they actually go to purchase what the person has said, you know, a gift card or to get money out of the bank. You know, we've heard from a lot of these. So what you really need to do, if you're not quite sure, you want to really check out that email, first of all, and you want to see when you look at the links of the email, just point your mouse, hover your mouse over the links on the email and see where they go. The email that I received, lo and behold, the links did not go to Intuit. So that was a big clue. And then the phone number, I actually searched the phone number, and the phone number comes up on us on two scam pages that just, you know, show you, well, this number is a scam, and it's being used for scams. And but even still, you don't have to, you know, if you receive an email that says call this number, don't just trust that number is the number to call. You really want to verify that, and you can typically verify that through the company itself. And in fact, a lot of companies, this is one thing that really should tip you off, you know, really just think about this. Most companies actually don't want you to call them. Most big companies, you know, Microsoft doesn't want you to call them. Intuit doesn't want you to call them. In fact, if you're a QuickBooks user, if you're an Intuit user, you have to now request support from the help menu of the product that you're using. So if you're using QuickBooks, you have to go to QuickBooks and you have to actually request support there. And it's not something that's going to happen automatically. It's something that really you're going to get a call back. It will be automatic, but it's not going to be instantaneous, is what I meant to say, what I should have said. It's not going to be instantaneous. So it is something that it's going to take just a little bit of time for them to respond, you know, maybe 5 or 10 minutes, 20 minutes, but you're actually initiating request right there. Even if you have the correct number for Intuit and you call them, they will hang up on you and say, go to the help menu and actually submit a request there. So when you see an email that has a phone number, that's a red flag right there, because these companies really don't want you to call them. They want you to reach out to them other ways. And when we come back, we'll talk more about this and, of course, ready to answer your questions as well. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and stream live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back, ready to answer your computer questions. So you know what? If you have questions, well, we can't answer them unless you ask them. Our number, if you want to have your computer questions answered, is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Also, you can type your questions into the comment section of our live Facebook video that's happening right now over at Facebook. You can go there, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes. Or you just go to our website, afasterpc.com, click on the link to listen to a Faster PC radio. We're here. We're ready to answer your computer questions, and we'll be right back to do that. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A Faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the Faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. I know you've been waiting, well, a whole few minutes for the next segment of today's show. If you've been waiting to give us a call so that you can get your computer question answered, well, now's a great time to give us a call. Give us a call. The number here at the studio is 772-340-1590. 772-340-1590. Of course, if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to call and be on the radio. This is your opportunity, by the way, if you do want to be on the radio. But if you're a little bit shy, maybe you don't want to be on the radio, you don't want people to hear what you say, then you can actually head over to our Facebook video. It's a live Facebook video going on right now. You can head over there. Just go to www.afasterpc.com. Click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page, or you can go to Facebook, search for A Faster PC. You'll find our page. We have between 22 and 23,000 likes. You'll be able to actually get over there, scroll down on the page a little bit, you'll see the live video, and you can type your question into the comment section. Now, your question doesn't have to be on what we've been talking about. It can be on any topic as long as it's computer related. So head over there and you can be on the show or just give us a call, 772-340-1590. We did also want to remind you that we have technicians standing by ready to resolve computer problems. Our number in the shop is 772-878-5978, and we are located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Again, the number is 772-878-5978. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. Right, you do. We are back. We're ready to answer your questions. Give us a call, 772-340-1590. It's on the side. It's on the side. 772-340-1590 is the number. And forgot to plug my computer into the power. So that's why I was saying it's on the side. I was asking my wife to get me the power adapter, and I'm going to have to connect up here so that my computer doesn't go to sleep during the show. You don't want your computer to go to sleep during the show. You want it to stay awake. So, but anyway, you know, I didn't have it charged up all the way, and I forgot to plug it in when I got here. So, hey, we made it. We plugged it in. We're charging up, and and we're good to go there. So do apologize for that, but hey, I'm glad that we didn't have an issue with that. I think we're plugging in here and working. Jessica, is this the one on the side? Is this the one on the side? I need the one on the side. All right. So anyway, we're here. We're ready to answer your questions, ready to help you resolve your computer. Bring me the bag, please. Ready to help you resolve your computer problems. And so give us a call here, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio will help you, will answer your questions, will help you resolve your computer problems as well. So 772-340-1590. And so anyway, we are here. We're ready to answer your questions. And can you look back here? We're here ready to resolve your computer problems, ready to resolve your computer questions here. This is something that what we need to do is help you with your issues. Now, one of the things that we did talk about, we're talking about in the last segment here, is I got it where it's working right now. So thank you. Little technical issues with the power adapter. But anyway, we got everything up, everything working. We were talking in the last segment about technical issues and scams and how people actually are receiving these emails and being tricked into calling and then trusting the person that you don't know. And many times it's very clear from the accent that the person that English is not their first language. And really, with scammers, they're in another country, because if they're in this country and they're doing this type of stuff, they're going to be targeted and prosecuted. But you know, where they're located, where they're operating, they're actually not being prosecuted. So this is something that you just want to you've got to realize here. That this is a lucrative, the scams, the targets, the criminal activity that's going on there. It's lucrative activity, and it's something that actually does it is something that criminals can do, and really there's very little chance of prosecution. I mean, think about this. If you go out in, or if someone, you know, because you probably, hopefully you wouldn't do this, but if someone goes out and robs a bank, the chances of them getting away with that are so slim, you know, you would almost think, well, why would anyone even try robbing a bank? It's not something that you're going to get away with. You're going to get caught. It's just a matter of time before they catch you, and really probably just a matter of minutes or hours, if not days, before you're caught. Now, if you're a cyber criminal, if you're let's say you're tricking people into letting you into their computer, you're locking down their computer, you're trying to steal from them. And maybe you're even successful at stealing from them. Well, chances are you're not even going to get caught or prosecuted. In fact, you know, even when you look at the big ransomware attacks and the big attacks, even on companies, we saw the attack last year on the Colonial Pipeline. We saw the attack on the meat processing plant. You see these huge attacks that are happening out there, and really, there's only been just a handful of prosecutions ever for these types of crimes. So this is why these scammers are doing this. And you have to be very leery when you get an email. Just realize that email is probably not legitimate. It's probably not just because the email says that they're PayPal or that they are Bank of America or Intuit or QuickBooks or whatever else it is that they're saying that they are, Microsoft, doesn't mean that they are. We had a client this week that got an email that said that it was from Microsoft and telling them that their default directory was renewed, successfully renewed. And it had an attachment and they did open it. And, you know, so we're monitoring those systems. We've scanned them. We're monitoring them just to make sure that they're clean. We haven't seen anything yet on those systems, and we do have backups in place on those systems. So, you know, if necessary, we can actually recover, you know, if there is a threat. But you want to be very cautious about calling a number or opening an attachment on an email. You know, because, you know, the thing is, call your bank. If you think it's your bank, call your bank. In fact, if there's something that, you know, if you're seeing something that's saying, you know, that they're charging you and that they're, you know, they've taken so much money out of your bank. If you're not sure about that, call your bank. The banks deal with this all the time. They know that these are scams. And in fact, there are even scam emails that say they're from banks. So when you get an email, if you get an email out there, you want to actually, you know, make sure that you're protecting yourself and just don't call the number and don't let strangers into your computer. One of the things, we have customers that will call us up and say, hey, listen, is this legitimate? And we actually, because they know us, they can actually come into our store. They can see us. They can talk to us. Many of them, we've come to their homes or through their businesses or they've come into our store or both. Some of them, all three of those, you know, we've come to their business and their home and they've come into our store. And so these are people that know us and trust us. And we actually can actually go there. We can actually talk to them. We can actually see them. And so this is something that they call us up and we're able to log into their system. We're able to look at the email to tell them whether this is legitimate or not. Because how are we able to do this? Well, we have actually, you know, we've been doing this for a long time. And, you know, we know what to check for. We know what to look for. So this is something that you know, we can definitely help you with this type of stuff to answer these questions. But just always, you know, it should send up a red flag when you receive an email that's directing you to call a number. What would be better to do would be to find the actual number of the institution that it claims to be. If you think it actually is legitimate. Or, as I said, really just verifying, double checking, seeing if the email is actually legitimate, seeing if the links are something that this is actually what is, you know, coming from a legitimate source, that it's not something that where you're going to see, you know, this email that comes in that's going to direct you to another site. So as you get an email, you can actually, again, move your mouse to the hyperlink. Typically, you'll have hyperlinks that should direct you to a various site. So if this is from Bank of America, it should actually take you to Bank of, you know, if it says it's from Bank of America, it should take you to bankofamerica.com. If it's from Intuit, it should take you to intuit.com, not to another domain name. If it takes you to another domain name, well, you've got to really watch that because, you know, this is something that, well, most likely you're going to have issues there. Most likely you are going to get scammed. Most likely you're going to be dealing with someone other than who they claim to be. And you want to actually protect yourself from that. And again, if you're looking, one of the things that we say quite often, and it really just floors me that most people, don't know, how to get to their bank's website or what their bank's website is. You really need to pay attention to the companies that you do business with. What is their website? Can you go to their website and verify something? Can you go actually to, not just to their website, but can you go out to your bank website? And when you go to your bank website, how do you get to your bank website? A lot of people get to their bank website by doing a search for their bank website. Well, did it change from the last time you went there? No, it's the same bank. If you bank with Chase, it's chase.com. If you bank with Truist, it's truist.com. If you bank with Bank of America, it's bankofamerica.com. So, Wells Fargo, I think it's wellsfargo.com. You just need to know the address. And if you can't know the address, if you can't remember the address, just create a desktop shortcut for it. And the way you can do that, let me just show you. We'll actually switch over to a full screen and show you this. We'll actually go out to, and I'll verbally describe this for those that are listening on the internet. So let's say it is Chase.com, and just using this as an example, not promoting Chase at all, but let's say you bank with Chase or Bank of America. We'll go to bankofamerica.com. So bankofamerica.com. You just type that into the address bar and goes there. If you wanted to create a shortcut for this, first of all, you could save this to your favorites. And that typically is done by, every browser is different, but you typically will have a star to the right of your address bar. But you can highlight this address in the bar at the top. And either hold down the control key on your keyboard, that's the key that says CTRL, or and then press C for copy, control C while the URL is highlighted, control C will copy, or you can right click on the link, go down to a pop-up window will pop up and go down to copy and left click. And so that's how you would copy the URL. Then go out to your desktop. And at your desktop, let me see, I'm going to right-click on a blank spot on your desktop. You can get to your desktop. A real quick way to do that is hold down the Windows key on your keyboard and press D for desktop. Then we're going to go down to New and over and up or down, depending on where you are on the screen, to Shortcut. Now, if you have Windows 11, you might have to go to More before you can get to Shortcut. I don't recall that 100%, but that's one thing that they, Microsoft has done. But you're going to click on Shortcut. You're going to paste that link, and you can do that by Control-V or right-click and go down to paste and left-click. So if you hold down the Control key and press V and you already had copied it, it will paste that information there. So then you just click Next. You can name this. So we're going to name this Bank of America and click Finish. Now we go out here, we have a shortcut that will actually take us to Bank of America. If we launch it, it will take us right to Bank of America. So you don't have to guess, you don't have to search, just go to the website.
You're listening to A Faster PC Radio, heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on this station and streamed live to our Facebook page. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have questions, hey, now's a good time to get in line to ask your question. 772-340-1590 is the number to call to have your computer questions answered. Or you can head over to our Facebook page and you can type your question into the comment section of the live video. And again, you can either go to facebook.com, search for Faster PC. We have almost 23,000 likes, or go to our website at fasterpc.com, and we have a link there that says listen to A Faster PC. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page. And hey, we're here to answer your questions, so ask them. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC has been here, and as Florida begins to open for business,
the faster PC
will remain open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturdays. We offer curbside drop-off and pickup and on-site service where a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work without being productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The faster PC
solves computer problems. A faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. Welcome back to A Faster PC Radio. This is the last segment of today's show. We'd love to answer your computer questions, but if you don't call, we can't answer. Give us a call. The number to have your computer question answered is 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590, or you can hop on over to our Facebook page, A Faster PC, and actually from there, you can type your question into the comment section. So again, just a few more minutes to answer your questions. We did want to remind you also that not only can you ask your questions at the Facebook page or by calling 772-340-1590, but you can also watch the video as well. So some of the questions that I'm answering, as I answer those questions, I'll be able actually to show you the steps that you go through to resolve computer problems. And if you're not where you can watch it right now, that's fine. You can watch it at your convenience shortly after the show's over. It'll be up there on our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Either go to our website, afasterpc.com. We have a link that says Listen to a Faster PC Radio. If you click on that, it'll take you to our Facebook page, or go to Facebook and search for A Faster PC. We also wanted to remind you that in the shop we have technicians standing by today to work on computers and resolve computer problems. We're at 7190 South US 1, and our number in the office is 772-878-5978. And of course, we're here to answer your questions. Well, your computer questions, and you know, we could answer other questions, but we're here specifically to answer computer questions. Computer problems? A faster PC solves computer problems. And we are back ready to answer your questions and going directly to the lines today. We have Keith on the line. Welcome to A Faster PC Live Technical Support. How can we answer your questions?
Thanks, Brian. I really appreciate your show. And my question is, with all the censoring that's going on, what would you consider to be the best search engine and browser to use today?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I have used DuckDuckGo for a search engine in the past because, you know, their whole thing was, hey, we're not going to spy on you and all this. But they have been caught spying on people in the past.
And, you know, so I think they are starting to actually, you know, do the same thing that the other search engines do in providing ads, you know, so search engines are kind of, you know, but I do use Google quite often as well. And I know Google is spying on you, but Google does, you know, and they do censor some of the things. They don't always show you everything. You know, if you're searching on certain topics, they may not show you everything that's out there. But especially if I'm searching on anything technical, quite often I'll use Google. And one of the things it's really interesting with search engines, you know, just to look at what you know, the different results in search engines. And Google actually does not have as many ads and as many fake listings as some of the other search engines. For instance, one of the things that we have talked about is using uBlock protecting uBlock Origin as a ad blocker in your browser. And I'll go over and I'll verbally describe this for those that aren't watching the live video right now. But and by the way, we are having problems with the YouTube video. That's not, for some reason, it's just a circle spinning today. I'm not sure on that. But anyway, the Facebook video is going. But if we go over here to a new tab and we open up and let's do a Google search. We're going to do a Google search for uBlock Origin. And I'm in Firefox here. So what I see is, and Google is real interesting, the first entry is a Chrome plugin. Now, of course, if I click on that Chrome plugin, it's going to prompt me to install Chrome because I'm using Firefox. And I use Chrome as well. But, you know, so Google's a little bit sneaky in that. They put the Chrome plugin before the Firefox plugin. But the Chrome plugin is number one. The Firefox plugin is number two. It's exactly what I'm looking for. Now, if I open up a new tab and I go to Bing, and let's say I do that same search at bing.com. Now, this is Microsoft search page. And let's say I want to go to uBlock Origin. What we're going to see here. So the first link does take me to the uBlock Origin page. The second one takes me to a Microsoft Edge login, which again, it's going to prompt me to install Edge. The third one takes me to a Google Chrome plugin, which they know I'm not using Chrome. The fourth one is another Microsoft Edge. The Firefox link isn't even on the first page. So I go down to the second page to get to the Firefox page. Now, if I go to Yahoo and do that same search, just showing the difference is because we do this sometimes, because it's kind of important to get the right thing. Now, Yahoo does take me to uBlock Origin number one, the Microsoft Edge add-on number two, the Chrome add-on number three, and Microsoft Edge number four, and then number five is the Firefox one. So and these examples really aren't, I mean, we see on some computers where the first three or four or five entries, and maybe it's because I have uBlock on here and is active. I might have to test that between now and next week and maybe come back and show the test in a private window. Because what we're seeing with these Bing and Yahoo, quite often we're seeing several ads at the beginning of the search that have nothing to do with uBlock Origin, that are trying to steer me to another plugin to install or another product to install. So I have seen Google doing a better job of of finding the actual, you know, what you're actually searching for. Now, I use Firefox primarily for my browser. I do use Google also, and I use Microsoft Edge. You know, they're all going to spy on you to a certain extent. Firefox, I believe, is better at privacy than definitely Google. Google will tell you right in their terms of conditions that they're going to spy on you, and Microsoft will spy on you. Let me tell you something very, very interesting. I haven't mentioned this on the radio yet, but my wife is a painter. So in addition to answering the phones here at a Faster PC and checking people in and doing, you know, she does solve a lot of technical issues as well. But she's an artist and she's learning how to paint. She's been doing this for a few years. And maybe 2 months ago, she was painting this picture of a bluebird in a tree. And she did this. She did a search on, and she's really not sure where she did the search, whether it was her computer or whether it was her phone or what, but she sent the picture over to one of my phone numbers and so that she could actually pull it up on an iPad that she uses that's in my name, and she actually looks at the picture and then paints it. Well, I bought a new laptop and I actually ended up sending it back because it didn't meet all my specs, all the specs that I needed, but what was interesting is this new laptop, I really hadn't done anything on it except for open it up and connect it to the internet. I hadn't put a Microsoft username in there. I used a local account. I did not log into any plugins in the browser. I did not, I didn't even put uBlock or, you know, Malwarebytes Browser Guard, which we like that plugin as well. Those two plugins really will help you blocking a lot of ads. But I didn't do any of that. I didn't log into the browser. I was in Edge. I just went to Edge, and you know Microsoft had their start page, and they have these articles that are trying to entice you to click, and you know they're kind of, a lot of them are clickbait. You know they really, you know, so I saw this one, the NFL. World is a buzz about what so and so team did, you know, or you know the trade that they got, or something like that. It piqued my interest, and I fell for the bait. So what I did is I right clicked on the link. I opened it up in private or an incognito window. So it's opened up in an incognito window. So, you know, I don't want them really to know and to track that I'm looking at this article. You know, not that it was something bad, but, you know, I don't want them to necessarily look and see, hey, he clicked on this and let's provide more content like this. So, you know, I'm reading it. I scroll all the way down to the bottom, read through the article, and right below the article is a picture of the painting that my wife is painting. Not a picture of the painting, but the original picture that she searched for on her device. It was either her computer or her phone that she then sent over to an iPad that I had. But you know, this computer was a brand new computer. What's that?
What an amazing coincidence.
Yeah, well, I don't think it's a coincidence. I mean, somehow they're tracking to a very large extent, even with the plugins that help protect you from that. They are tracking because, you know, I don't know that my wife may have used Edge to get that, but somehow Microsoft knew because, you know, Edge is a Microsoft page, and I don't recall who hosted the page that the picture showed up on, but and it wasn't necessarily that it was bad, you know, because the picture wasn't, you know, it's just a picture of some trees and a bird, you know, but the idea that they knew that someone at our house or someone from our IP address had searched for that picture and would find that picture interesting. That's just amazing. That would happen. And, you know, I think you're going to see more targeting of content on Edge and on Chrome than you would on Firefox. You do have to just realize that it's out there. And what you're doing, you know what you're doing. God knows what you're doing. But you know what? A lot of times Microsoft knows what you're doing and Google knows what you're doing. And, you know, even if you're in Firefox and you're logged into Google, they still know what you're doing when you go to various websites because they're kind of watching, especially if you do a search. They're watching and they know what you're searching for. And they're going to pull up things based on, you know, even you go to YouTube and you look at a video. Well, you're going to see other videos that are similar to that, you know, so that's one reason why it's good to watch good videos and videos that do interest you and better to stay away from, you know, some videos that you really shouldn't be watching anyway. So, you know, but I do think that Firefox does a better job of protecting your privacy and, you know, on search engines, well, you know, I think Google does a better job than a lot of them, even though you know that they're going to be tracking you. So just you kind of have to know that, and you know, sometimes you might need to look at social media to find out some information. If Google is filtering out and not showing you everything, you know, maybe you need to actually do some research to, you know, check out some other alternative sources. So that you can find out the information that you need to find out. So,
well, thank you.
Answers your question. These are important, and you do have to realize that when you're out there, when you're searching, when you're doing things, you know, they are paying attention. There are people that are watching you, and you know, if I had had uBlock and Malwarebytes Browser Guard, maybe I wouldn't even have seen that picture. I don't know.
And we're coming to the end of today's show, but if you've missed any part of this show or just want to listen to it again or watch it again, because you can do that at our Facebook page and YouTube channel, you can not only hear the show but also see the show. And when we've described and shown you how to resolve computer problems, you can actually see that and watch it over and over again at our Facebook page or our YouTube channel. You can get there by going to our website of FasterPC.com and clicking on the links. We're open today until 2 p.m. Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 to 5. And next Saturday, we'll be open from 9 to 2. We want to invite you to listen to our church radio show tomorrow morning at 8:30 here on WCNO. The title to tomorrow's sermon is Returning to God's Plan for Motherhood. You can listen to other sermons on our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You can find a Faster PC's Facebook page and YouTube channel by searching for a Faster PC on Facebook and YouTube, or by going to our website and clicking on the links. While there, you can actually watch the show, not only hear the show, but also watch the show and see the steps that we go through to actually resolve computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 on the east side of US 1, just north of Rio Mar. We're also on the web at www.afasterpc.com. Again, that's afasterpc.com. And you can reach us at 772-878-5978. Again, 772-878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. Prior to Jesus' ministry, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. After he fasted and prayed 40 days and nights, Jesus left his temptation filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter said that the gift of the Holy Spirit is available to those he spoke to, their children, and all who were far off. This means that you too can cry out to God to be saved and ask Him to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Cry out to Him today